Charlie Mandilli of Health Finders is here. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. I come bringing gifts. I brought you some Martha's turnovers from my friends over
You gotta be kidding me. You're amazing.
The Apple one has frosting, and the other one is raspberry.
You can come on this this show anytime you want.
Anybody who brings us coffee or pastries,
yes,
sold.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do quite a bit for you.
I couldn't resist mine while I was waiting there.
That's awesome. So, Health Finders, you're here ostensibly to talk about the gala that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What's the date of that one?
May 3rd.
Okay.
In Northfield Ballroom.
All right. Okay. Before we get there, though, let's talk a little bit about Health Finders. I don't think you're a fairly well-known organization, but I don't think everybody out there knows exactly what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, at Health Finders, we really believe health is so much more than going to the doctor. Right. Health. We are in constant communication with our community, our patients, our staff, our families. And we say, you know, what makes you healthy? It's my family. When my kids are healthy and happy and I have a place to live, I've got good food. Sometimes it makes a list, you know, doctors, if I got my medicine, but usually it doesn't even make the list.
Yeah.
And I think we can all resonate with that, you know, even at our sickest, we're 99% of our lives in our home.
Right.
And all of those things have so much more to do with our health than just medical care. And so we've built a model around that idea that we need health, we need docs, we need nurses, we need access to care. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a lot of that, but also we've got a wide array of community programming that helps people be healthy in their context.
Go ahead.
We probably are going towards the same area here. So for someone who would be walking into Health Finders facility for the first time, what could they expect in terms of services? And then also, what are some of the criteria you look for serving people with Health Finders?
You walk in the door to Health Finders and you get a community, not just a care team. And folks see people that speak their language and or are familiar to them, leaders in the community, and help them with whatever they're looking to get connected to. So we serve folks who are low income, uninsured, or on public assistance, Minnesota Care, Medicaid. But really anybody that has needs to get connected to healthcare, we can be that access point. Mm-hmm. So we've got comprehensive medical, dental, and behavioral health services.
Okay.
That's mental health and addiction care. But also in addition to that, we've got a range of wellness programming. We've got a beautiful community garden partnering with Sharing Our Roots behind our Faribault clinic.
Nice.
We've got a lot of youth programming, recovery programming, basketball hoop outside of our clinic, really to just bring people together to be healthy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, when you and I first met, you guys were in Northfield. And you have expanded quite a bit since then, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we were born in the basement of a church.
In Dundas.
In rural Dundas, Minnesota. And at the time, it was the neutral zone between Northfield and Faribault.
Yeah.
Northfield's kind of encroaching maybe on Dundas. But our whole organization actually founded by a group of patients that came together after a church here in Northfield, St. Dominic's. Mm-hmm. And said, we want to solve healthcare in our community. And so they came together with each other, with the church leaders approached the community leaders, and our collaborative was born.
Right.
And I think in a really visionary move, they
hired you.
Well, that was their first big mistake. No, they put the clinic in Dundas because they wanted to be a countywide initiative.
Yeah.
And so we serve Faribault and Northfield, recently expanded down to Owatonna. We can talk about that. Mm-hmm. But really, that's where we were for the first 7, 8, 9 years in the basement of a church, volunteers coming together, providing medical care twice a week, interpreters, nurses, doctors, receptionists, helping people get healthy.
And Health Finders has been in existence since 2005.
2005. I know math is Rich's core competency here. And so that puts us at
20 years,
man.
Yeah. It's a big milestone year.
That's amazing. And you've been with Health Finders since 2010. So near the beginning.
Near the beginning. I'm standing on the shoulders of some visionary folks. Many of you I know are listening. out there, but that really got this initiative up and off the ground, and mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to shepherd it through this incredible stage of its organizational life and through mm-hmm. some crazy times, present moments included.
Sure,
but here we are, more resilient than ever.
Yeah, and what would you say, and I know this is probably a hard question to answer, but what would be one of your top highlights or moments in your 15 years of being with Health Finders?
Well, wow. That's a question.
That's a big question, yeah.
Oh, man.
If you need a minute to think about it, we can always circle back to it, but I'm just like, man, for someone who's been there so long and seen such tremendous growth.
Yeah. You've got to have success stories all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. People ask about stories, and I hear things every day at the clinic, and I
sure.
see things, and I talk
yeah.
to people that are just like, you know, Lee, Toby, I met those guys because I was struggling with substance abuse. They met me where I was at my lowest point, and now I've been clean for months.
Yeah.
Mm. And that story happens every day.
That's
so,
awesome.
I mean, it's those
that's
kinds
wonderful.
Of things. But I... You know, I think back to the days we were in the Northfield Home and Hospice office. We had a room not much bigger, about this size, actually,
wow.
or the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Noemi, two employees, worked back-to-back in running this clinic inside yeah. the hospice nurses at the Sterling Building, where we
sure.
are
yep.
now, actually,
yep.
ironically. And really saw hundreds of people between the two of us and dozens of volunteers. And Noemi just did whatever folks needed.
Yeah.
And
wow.
that's really where I got turned on to that this is how health this is health
yeah
whatever
yeah.
wherever folks are at, whatever they need, we're going to help you. We can help with the clinical care, but there's so much more. And so then mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of how we added our dental care. Dr. Jerry Appledorn, many of the listeners might know him or have been with him at Professional Drive, mm-hmm. a long-standing dentist here, but he basically retired into service with Health Finders by launching a dental program.
That's amazing.
And here we are. We've got 6 operatories in Faribault. We've got a permanent rotation of dental students as of January this year, and are firing on all cylinders. And I also think of the behavioral health program. It's about 3 or 4 years old now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Started with one therapist, but now we're a licensed treatment program for substance use and mental health care at all of our locations, as well as embedded in the schools.
That's phenomenal.
So those are 3 things that just kind of stick out to me as milestones. But there are so many stories. I was talking to La Meraneta on last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they were talking how they remember coming in to paint our Faribault location when we first expanded to Central Avenue
mm-hmm.
in Faribault. And that was a fun memory, just patients and friends and communities coming together to paint our new clinic.
That's wow. the thing. Not only are you executive director extraordinaire, but your Spanish is unbelievable. It's fantastic.
I gotta help you with the pronunciation. La Meraneta.
La Meraneta.
Yeah,
I see.
You got it.
Lucy and Ivan are both like La Meraneta. Yeah, like, okay, all right. I'm gonna get it.
Send the details.
You got it.
You just previously mentioned that, you know, during these unprecedented times, things have definitely been a little bit more of a struggle on the financial aspect. So tell us a bit about what Health Finders is currently, the challenges they're facing, and how the community can help and listeners can help.
Yeah, this is a particularly, I think, cruel and terrible moment for particularly our community.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
serve a lot of folks who have maybe lived here for decades on end, but are immigrants and refugees
mm-hmm.
and are feeling the brunt of the hate
yeah.
that
yeah.
is really being yeah. generated mm-hmm. and imposed on our community.
Yeah.
We also just lost a grant abruptly. One of our substance use grants for school-based substance use care was terminated on a Friday. They said mm-hmm. stop work as of the previous Tuesday.
Oh, God.
And, you know, we can't just leave these students hanging. These are vulnerable substance,
right.
you know,
right.
addiction care. And so we've kind of pivoted and made sure nobody goes without care. But, you know, it's a constant reaction. But, you know, we have over 20 years come to this point and been very intentional about building our organization so we can be resilient.
Mm.
COVID was a great example. You know, our world was upside down, but we've now emerged, I think, stronger than ever. We mm-hmm. were able to, on a dime, start doing testing and vaccines, and we put our dental clinic in a plastic bubble and made it through. And here
yeah.
we are, thriving.
There you go.
This is no different, but I do want to underline that this is a particularly a dark moment for our community. But I think right now, more than anything, the same way that we started by coming together people mm-hmm. coming together in the basement of a church, people coming together in the radio studio mm-hmm. to talk about this, people coming together to help their neighbors come to their appointment, and just putting everything on the table and say, what do you need? How can I help you?
Right.
That's
right.
What's going to get us through this moment. Right.
There you go.
Which is what makes this the gala on May 3rd that much more important. So what can you tell us about the gala?
We rebranded it this year, Together for Health. You know, this is going to be a gala, an event unlike any other we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really just mission-focused event. It's a fundraiser, so there'll be an ask at the end of the night after mm-hmm. a program. But we kind of did away with all the trappings of the auction, the silent auction, live auction. We just want to get people there, fill the room, the Northfield Ballroom to capacity, 500. The tickets are $0 in a major change as well. And we want all of our people, all of our community to be able to be there. And so this is going to be our entire tent mm-hmm. of Health Finders. Patients, their families, our staff, their families, our community, our supporters, everybody's going to be there, and it's going to be a celebration of 20 years. Yeah. And we want, if you're listening to this, we want you there. This event is for you.
Absolutely.
Please register, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we've got a DJ confirmed, too, for the after-party
awesome.
Dance.
All right. Awesome.
If you know any salsa or bachata, this would be the time to come out and practice it.
Excellent.
Even if you don't, there'll be music for you.
Right, exactly. So if people want to register, how do they do that?
Healthfindersmn.org. There's a button on our site for Together for Health. Mm-hmm. You know, as this is a $0 event, we've recruited 45 right now community builders who are out there filling tables. So you might get approached by somebody you know, leaders in the community that are there, that are filling their table. Even though it's $0, you can't just show up. You got to be registered ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But talk to a community builder, talk to your friends, and if you want to become a community builder and fill a table of 10, let us know.
Okay.
Reach out on our website. You can text us, 507-419-9505.
Okay.
507-419-9505 or healthfindersmn.org. We'd love to hear from you, and most importantly, we'd love for you to join us and come together for health on May 3rd.
Fantastic. Charlie, man, we believe so strongly in your mission and what you guys are doing, and we feel so fortunate to have an organization like yours here in Northfield and in Faribault and in Owatonna. Mm-hmm. You are welcome back here anytime.
Well, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll
celebrate that on the 3rd.
Sounds good to
Sounds
me.
Sounds great.
All right. That is Charlie Mandilli with Health Finders. We're going to take a quick break, very quick break, and come back and talk with Ronica Roberson from the Entertainment Guide. Don't go away.